Hey everyone, and welcome to The Grind, Volume 4. I have a bunch of interviews for you this time. I hit up the Taste of Chaos tour earlier this month in Edmonton, and caught up with Aiden, Geodos, and Senses Fail. And we'll have those interviews for you in just a little bit. But first, I'm going to bring you some interviews I did at a soul jam up in Canister Ridge in Cold Lake. They were wrapping up their ski season and had a couple bands playing and put on a really good show. So we've got some interviews with Bedouin Soundclash and the Juniors coming up for you right now on The Grind with Burnside.
Walking around like a ghost in the world, taking stock of the pretty, pretty girls. When you drop, you hear the whole world stops saying, you're not ready for this yet, boy. Pack it up, take it to your homeland. Rocks it true to the heart of any man. When you listen, knock you where you stand. Comes in a beat, come with heat, shaking head to the feet. Ooh. Rather can you be a ghost someday? Rather can you be a ghost someday? Rather can you be a ghost someday? Whoa, a ghost someday. Bigger man says he got love for everyone. Bigger man love everything under the sun. Bigger man live by trigger of a gun, saying murderer, blood upon your shoulder. Walk away, don't give him a fight. Walk away, leave him lost in the night. Walk away, walk towards your holy light. And then you walk like a champion, talk like a champion. Rather can you be a ghost someday? Rather can you be a ghost someday? Rather can you be a ghost someday? Whoa, and go someday. Rather can you be a ghost someday? Rather can you be a ghost someday? Rather can you be a ghost someday? Whoa, and go someday. Yeah.
How are you guys doing today?
We're very good. How are you?
Not too bad. Enjoying Cold Lake of what you've seen so far?
Yeah, man. We've been here for about 4 hours. Excited. Yeah.
Now, where were you yesterday?
Yesterday we flew into Saskatoon, and we did a show there for the Juno Fest, and then came here.
You
DJ'd last night too. You did a party.
Oh, right on. Do a lot of DJing on the side?
Not a lot, but when I get a chance to, I like to. Yeah, it was fun.
Cool. Now, are you heading back to the Junos for the whole event tomorrow, or are you...
We'll be there for it. I don't think we'll be in attendance, but we'll definitely be watching, and then we'll hang out with a lot of people involved with it, so we'll be hanging out with them afterwards. And
now, 2006 was a big year for you. You won Best New Group of the Year, and you're just going strong. You just returned from a UK tour. How was that whole experience for you?
UK has always just been amazing for us. The way they appreciate music there is a little bit different than even like here in Canada. Is just when you're there, it's just the shows are really intense. Everyone knows every word to every song, even if it's not a single. And they're just really passionate when they like something. So we always like going there. And the past year is sort of a whirlwind for us, and we just finished our next record, so the next year will probably get even more insane as we release it like in 2 months or so.
And here you're starting off an American tour with some friends of yours?
I guess so. We haven't met them yet.
You were also in Japan January? Yeah.
It was also amazing. It was our first time there. None of us had even gone there for, vacation or anything before. So it was a very different experience. We played in Tokyo and Osaka, and the shows were really fun, but it was just great also to just spend the week and be able to, hang out in Tokyo and just check it out because it's such a different place.
Do you find that as one of the benefits of being in a touring band, that you get to see a lot of places that you might not be able to see otherwise?
It's definitely a great thing about what we do is you get to see the world, it's it's, you know, we've been a lot of different places in the past 2 years, and that's been a great thing. Yeah.
Touched on your new record, Street Gospels, coming out in summer?
June. Yeah.
June. Now, you had a friend of yours that you've sort of formed a friendship with over the past couple records, Daryl Jennifer of Bad Brains. How was that, working with a punk legend like that, and what did he bring to the table?
Daryl brings his unique brand of comedy and skills on the bass guitar. Daryl's one of Daryl's like he's really close to the band in terms of just like, I mean, spiritually we really understand each other, and you know, we have a lot of respect for what Bad Brains did. And a lot of the times I think when you look at their career, I think they were misunderstood for, I think, the majority of their, almost basically their entire career. I think they were misunderstood by hardcore kids and by Rastas and by other, you know, just rock fans, whatever, that came out to their shows. And I think the same, we have a similar element that we fit into sort of one, into a few different genres, but we also are kind of vulnerable in the sense we don't have a scene that is just, that is our thing. Mm-hmm. So Daryl sort of has been really good at making sure that we feel strong in like what we do, and that, you know, and also just as musicians, he really pushes us to play better.
There was a woman who gave all her pearls, the ocean rolling, rolled them from the new world. And in the morning, pebble you call, but you know he's only breaking the law.
You have a couple videos under your belt as well. One for When the Night Feels My Song. Mm-hmm. And the second one, which I found the most interesting of the two, Jassy Went Home. It looked like it was a really good time to be down there.
Yeah, no, for sure. I kind of had an idea for a bass line. I brought it back to these guys, and together, Jay wrote a song around it. And, with the bass line coming from Guyana, he focused the lyrics a lot on kind of Guyanese history and politics and how the society works there. And so when we had the opportunity to actually go there to film it, it worked out perfectly. And basically, the video is just us exploring the country and visiting with my family, because I have tons of family back in Guyana. Both of my parents are from there, and it was great to be able to show people, you know, a little bit of what Jay's singing about, because it's a country that, you know, a lot of people may be familiar with, because there's quite a few Guyanese people in Canada right now. Mm-hmm. But very few people have ever seen images of the actual country or know what it's like to be there. So I think it was a great experience for all of us. I know I'd been there before, but it was these guys' first times, and I think, you know, they had a great time. And we've got a lot of positive feedback as well from people of Guyanese descent and other people who have never seen the country, just saying that they appreciated seeing those images. So
yeah, I felt cool. The same way. I mean, I've seen bits and pieces through tourism videos and all that, but just seeing that other side and seeing you guys explore around there and just looked like fun.
Yeah.
You have a song that recently appeared on Grey's Anatomy, 1259 Lullaby. Are you starting to get a lot more exposure in that regard, with songs being on different television shows or movies or anything like that?
I mean, it's a great way to get your music out, because it's not formatted. You know, people who are watching the TV, I've actually never seen Grey's Anatomy, but I a lot of people watch it. So it's just one of those things where that in the past, throughout our career, has been the biggest driving force in getting our music out to people, because radio has a hard time playing our songs because everything's so formatted. Mm-hmm. And so even with videos, it's so stringent now, and there's so many people trying to get their video on there. It's just an advertisement now. There's nothing really artistic about it. But for films and for commercials, they do look for sort of somewhat interesting music that can be a little, you know, left of center. And yeah, I mean, when we get a song in something like that, you know, it's great exposure for us. And we have no qualms or any sort of like ideological conflict with putting stuff into a movie or into a commercial, as long as there isn't some, you know, huge politic that we're against. So yeah, I think it's great.
Excellent. What are your thoughts on the state of the industry right now with all the file sharing and just there's a lot of I guess this sort of takes me into my next question with your new label brand, Pirates Blend.
Yeah.
What do you look to see to come from that?
Well, Pirates Blend is going to be sort of an online community forum as much for our fans, because that's something that we didn't have we don't have right now, and just something where we can sort of put forth like the culture and the music that we like to listen to and that our friends around us listen to, and fellow artists who we're close with can sort of, you know, we can help promote that scene and that music to people who are like-minded, but maybe they don't live in Toronto and they don't know these people. So maybe, you know, if you do live in Cold Lake, you may not be able to like find out some cool stuff that's going on in Vancouver. Maybe likewise, there's someone in Toronto or something like that. Anywhere, I mean, even in Cold Lake or, you know, Saskatoon or something. And so in terms of how music is being used on the internet and file sharing, I think is really great. I mean, people are coming out to live shows still, and that's one thing that will never change. The way people are getting the music is different, but it's far more democratic, and there's bands breaking through file sharing. So you don't need a record label anymore. Mm-hmm. All you need is word of mouth, and real word of mouth. It's real friend saying to a friend, or, you know, checking out someone who you think has good taste in music online and being like, oh, this track, I like this. And I think that's that we're getting back down to sort of a real essence of good songwriting and interesting songwriting, because so many there in the past few years, I think a lot of really cool bands have come out that wouldn't have before Napster. Yep. when there was like a lock on everything, and, you know, even Canadian music was totally different. It was like, you know, big alternative rock bands. Nowadays it's like somewhat different indie artists and hip-hop people, and, you know, so yeah.
It seems to have almost blown a hole into the industry, not just financially in terms of business, but really just opening up, like you said, a whole bunch of new sounds for people that really wouldn't experience it.
Yeah.
Just want to say, keep on doing what you're doing.
Thanks, man. I mean, that's exactly why we actually started playing music, was sort of play the stuff that we liked and we thought other people would. So that's amazing. I'm stoked to hear that.
All right, I guess we'll get this thing going. So we'll start off with who you are and collectively who you are.
I'm Alex Black. I am guitar and vocals. Vince Ravi, keyboards, drums, and other things. I'm Nate. I play drums.
Jeremy, bass. And group's called The Juniors.
Now, you guys have been here a couple times in the past at this Kinesu Ridge wrap-up year-end party. In the past, you were the Cranston Foundation. Can I ask what's going on with that right now?
We're on a bit of a break at the moment. Mm-hmm. Nothing super permanent, but we're just trying to do some different things, try some different projects. So The Juniors is one of those projects that we're doing right now, kind of pursuing that, just trying to do something a little bit different.
Now, you started in Calgary back many, many years ago, about 10 years ago, longer?
I'd say we started in about 94.
No, that was in the Cranston Fields era, was it?
That was the Cranston Fields era. That was these two guys in ninth grade. That's when we met and started playing together.
How has your sound evolved over these years with different people coming and going, and just everything you've learned?
I think, you know, after a while, you get different influences and you get into different things and you like to listen to different things. So as long as we could keep up with those interests of new music that we wanted to listen to and try to play, I guess we try to do different things. But over a amount of time, I think you get older and you mature and you to play different music that complements the new taste that you have at the moment. Pretty much how that happens, I guess, with us. Whatever we seem to be into at the time kind of ends up spilling out onto the page a little bit.
In terms of the scene in Calgary, what have you seen change over the years?
I've lived in Calgary since I was born. And, the music scene in Calgary has evolved from like a serious metal scene to an indie sort of punk rock scene, and now it's back onto a serious metal scene. And the indie vibe is really alive and well in Calgary right now. Seems everyone's got a band.
And if it's not just one band, they have three or four on the go.
Yes, like us.
Seems to be a trend in the music industry these days.
No sense in limiting yourself. You know.
Well, exactly, why not? Are there any bands from Calgary, or friends, or anybody that just really stands out?
There's one in particular.
It's Gunther.
Gunther.
It's a heavy hitter. Those guys are great. They're younger than us, but they're... Man, those guys are just really, really great musicians. They don't have a vocalist, but that's fantastic. Just a really, really good rock band. The music is extremely catchy. They're catching on pretty hard. Who else?
Lift the car! They're pretty grim. I have no idea who that is.
That's Calgary metal.
Gosh! I really love Olay too. They're hard, like hardcore female fronting band.
Not something you see a whole lot.
Not something you see done well. Follow frequency. Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys have been hanging around with some of the guys in Follow Frequency, Corey Tapp, I guess, for a few years. Different incarnations of Inventing the Wheel and whatever else he's involved in right now.
Yeah, we've known Corey since we were about 15 years old. I think we met him in 94, 95. And he actually doesn't play with Follow Frequency anymore. He just left. He's on tour in Europe right now with...
This is a standoff, the new Belvedere.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Steve Rawls fronts that band, I guess. And then Follow Frequency, we're friends with the drummer and the singer, and they put us on some shows with them, so it's been pretty cool.
In terms of recording, what do you guys have coming up with the JRs or in terms of side projects?
The juniors, we did, Jeremy and Nate and I did a demo. Just basically an 8-song sort of EP, just like a limited edition EP that we want to kind of cut. Use as a pre-production tool and be able to have some music to show to different people. Hence how we got this show, how we intend to get more shows in the future. We're going to do some recording with a friend of ours named Jay Crocker. He's quite the Calgary superstar these days.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that right away, and then we're probably going to work our way to do another full-length record probably here for a while. For now, we'll probably just stick to doing EP at the moment.
Yeah, we're looking to release an EP later this spring, about 30 minutes of music, and then maybe in the summer we'll get on to recording our full-length album, and then hopefully release that by the middle of winter or so.
Will you be doing any tours to support these recordings?
Definitely gonna try. Let's see how it goes. We've got a great manager, and he's helped us out a lot. So we're hoping to kind of step that up a notch for sure. Yeah, we definitely want to try and get out to Toronto. I know this guy likes to see Quebec, but what can you say? But yeah, for now we'll probably stick around Western Canada. Saskatchewan, Alberta, BC. It's kind of a little more of our playing field, but yeah, for now that's our plan, especially with the juniors being fairly new and fairly fresh. So we definitely kind of have to start doing the radius.
Do that, yeah. Do that PR circuit.
Yeah, exactly.
When you played here last year, what other artists were playing?
Headley and MXPX and Faber. It was a cool show. It was really cool. It was an amazing turnout. We got treated like rock stars, so that was pretty nice. No, it was really, really great time. We had a really good set, great response. It's continued for us to be able to come back up here and play more shows with Bedouin. It's just going to be awesome. We're huge fans of Bedouin, so it's really fun to play a show with them. It's obviously worked out really well, so we hope to come back and play more shows for sure.
Excellent. I guess I'll wrap that up with that. Just want to thank you guys, and if there's anything you want to plug on punkradiocast.com, then go for it.
Definitely check us out at our MySpace account, which is what again?
www.myspace.com/juniorsmusic. And you can hear what we're up to there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeedy. And we should have a website up and running right away. Like I said, this is pretty early stages of the juniors still, but definitely check us out on our MySpace. We'll be updating that. Jeremy spends a lot of time updating the blurbs and blogs and whatnot, and you can find out where we're playing next, and we'll be posting new tracks on there.
So endlessly, can't seem to breathe from me. chance to move along so I can find my way.
That was the Juniors with Poor Entertainment. Coming up next, we've got Sick or Sane by Senses Fail. And right after that song, we're going to roll into the interview with Buddy and Heath from A Taste of Chaos in Edmonton. Ladies and gentlemen, I am standing here with Buddy and Heath from Senses Fail. How are you guys doing today?
Well, I'm doing good. How about you?
Not too bad.
Doing great. I just saw a weird bird I've never seen before.
A weird bird, you say?
Yeah.
In the river valley here at Edmonton?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was a pretty interesting bird. I don't know.
I don't know what to say about that. But how's the tour going so far? You guys are very close to the end of this Taste of Chaos. This is your second last date?
Yes. Tomorrow is our last show, and then we go home.
Excited about that?
Yes, very.
Now, since this is the Taste of Chaos, and I'll be talking to a couple other bands, I wanted to ask you what the best moment for you so far has been on this tour.
My favorite moment has been the show that we played in Asbury Park on this tour.
Yeah, it was good.
It was a nice little homecoming, play in front of the hometown crowd, and play a familiar place we've played tons of times before. Probably one of the best shows overall of the whole tour. Not just for us, but for everyone else as well.
Cool. Just a really good, everyone came together and...
It was good. I like Chicago the best.
Now, going to the other side of the spectrum, worst show?
Well, I don't know.
Aww. Worst event, even.
Worst event.
Worst event, like anything that happened on the
tour? Yeah, just something that bummed you out.
Every day that I got to catering too late to make eggs. That was the worst event of the tour for me.
Gotta have your eggs.
I really have, like, a horrible event that happened, actually. It's been pretty good.
That's probably a good thing, then, hey?
I don't know, I can't think of anything off the top of my head that really sucked.
Any funny events that you'd care to share?
Yeah, every day something funny happens. Literally, I can't even remember half the things that are funny. You know, most of the stuff that we do is are adult jokes, so we try not to really repeat them.
I gotcha. This is internet radio, though, so you have free reign.
Yeah, but, you know, some people find stuff offensive.
And we'd probably have to change people's names because they probably wouldn't like us talking about...
You have to protect the innocent sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
Protecting the guilty, more like it in this
more
case.
So. After this, you're off to Europe. You have some time off, and then you're heading over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have 10 days. 10 days at home, then we go to Europe for two weeks. We're doing a bunch of festivals, a couple one-off shows, and then we're off. And we're gonna,
for months.
Yeah, we're going to hang out and take some time and then start writing.
What are you looking forward to the most about going back to Europe?
I'm looking forward to playing in Dublin, because we played there.
Yeah, Dublin and the just these big festival shows we're playing should be really good.
When you travel abroad, do you still feel a stigma about being an American?
Yeah.
Nobody likes
us. I think not in Canada, because it really doesn't matter, but it's so similar to America that it's...
Yeah, we're not as offensive to Canadians as we are to, the French.
Stuff like that. Yeah, they definitely don't like Americans.
So even as a touring band, you still get that.
Well, you're not everybody knows you're in a band, so when you're hanging out, walking around, usually people give you shit.
Would you like to see that change?
Yeah, but it's going to take a long time.
a lot of little components that have to go into place.
One big component.
Couple things need to happen.
Care to divulge on that?
I'd have to talk to you for an hour about ways that we can make that different. It took a long time.
Going back to something a little lighter topic now, what do you think about the state of punk rock and how commercial it's gotten and how popular? Is it a bad thing? Good thing?
It's not punk rock anymore. It's not even watered down. It's just not even the same thing.
Yeah, it's just... There are very few similarities between the punk rock bands of today and the punk rock bands of yesterday. It's like a new category, but this doesn't mean that it's that you can't claim influence by them,
I mean, there's a good hardcore scene and there's some really good punk rock bands out there, but I don't think that really mixes into what our band really tours with, just because of the nature of our music. But I think there's a lot of bands that suck right now that aren't dangerous, that don't stand for anything, but I think there's always been bands like that, so...
Kind of unavoidable.
Yeah.
I've read somewhere that you guys are hockey fans.
I am. A lot of us played hockey and hockey fans and grew up playing hockey and grew up following hockey, still do.
So who do you see taking the cup home?
Who do I see? I like to see the Devils, but we'll see if... I don't know, you know? I don't really know right now, because I think all the top teams are really just... Nobody's really that great this year. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's kind of just on the same... it's really going to come down to... the Senators, decent. The Sharks are pretty good.
Buffalo's looking a little dangerous.
Buffalo, did the Canucks make it? Did they make it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They made it, right?
Yep.
What am I talking about? Well, no...
Are you possibly talking about Toronto?
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Toronto fan right here.
Yeah.
Sad.
Sad.
It is.
Sad. They just missed it. But, I'm a Devils fan, so they clinched, weeks ago.
Yeah.
Which is, so, I really kind of am waiting for the playoffs now. Just.
Do you find it easy to keep up to date with everything that's
going
on?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy, because we get on the internet, and we get all the hockey games, for the most part, because we have so many sports channels. So I just watched Rangers-Islanders the other day, ended in shootout. Mm-hmm. It's always a good game.
Besides watching hockey, what do you guys do to kill time when you're on the bus?
Baseball?
Lots of sports and video games?
Well, I play video games and watch sports. That's what I do.
Now, I believe you, there was some sort of contest going on where you had some time to play with the fans.
We were supposed to do a competition where two fans get to go with me to the World Series to, go to a game. I'd be so psyched about that, but it couldn't happen because we ended up doing Discast International and we were out of the country. So it sucked because I couldn't do that because I really wanted to go, even though, I really could care less about Detroit and the Cardinals, but... I would like to go.
Still would be a good experience.
Yeah,
we should have a contest where people could play us in Guitar Hero a couple days ago.
How was that?
The first two nights, the competition really wasn't there. But the last night, two of the three guys were really good. Not as good as me. That was good. I'm not even really that good. I'm just talking shit. It was fun.
Cool. That's some diversion while you're on the tour.
Yeah, and it's a fun game. I don't know. If I had a video game unit I would play that game all the time.
Good way to pass time. You mentioned that you're going to be working on some new material when you get that time off. How badly have you been waiting for this time?
Not that badly.
I mean, as far as time to like write new songs, yeah. Time off. I mean, we knew we started this aggressive touring cycle in October, and we knew that it wouldn't be over till like May. So we were pretty prepared for it. Mm-hmm. And now it's just going to be good to like get home and like rest our voices and our legs and not have to travel somewhere new every day, just for a little while. But I mean, as far as writing new material, we feel like the current record is still pretty new to us. Mm-hmm. We started recording less than a year ago, so it's still pretty fresh on our minds.
And, yeah.
But it would be good to write some new songs.
I just want to thank you guys.
Yeah, right on.
Everyone, we're back, and we're here with Jason from Chiodos. How are you doing today, man?
Pretty good, how about you?
Not too bad. You're here on the second last date of your Taste of Chaos tour. How's it been going so far?
It's been sweet.
Lots of good stories?
Yeah, but I probably can't remember them.
Ones you probably can't tell either, hey?
Yeah.
When we sat down with the guys from Senses Fail, we had sort of three questions we figured we'd ask each guys from the bands. What's your best moment from this tour so far?
I don't know.
How about your worst?
Waking up blacked out.
Bad night of drinking?
Oh, it was probably a good night. I just don't remember.
You guys just recently announced a new album title. You're going to name your new album The Bone Palace Ballet out in the fall. Looking forward to that release?
Yeah.
Have you had an opportunity to test out any of the new material on this tour?
On this tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been playing two songs. Recently we've been playing, I don't know the name of it, we call it the 3-4 song.
How's the crowd reaction been to that?
They like it.
Everyone's always excited to hear new material, I'm sure.
You never know. No one wants to see new stuff, I don't know.
No, I understand. After this tour, you have 2 months downtime, and then you go right onto the Warped Tour. Mm-hmm. What do you plan on doing on your downtime?
We're writing and recording.
Now, with 6 members in your band, do you find it difficult to get to a point when you're writing a song where everyone's had the input that they want to have, or does it just continually keep going until someone says, okay, that's enough, we're done, this song is as good as it is?
It's a little bit of both. Sometimes it'll go really fast and then everyone's super stoked on it, and then sometimes we all have to like battle it out and try to figure out like what's best for everyone. But that always makes for a good song. If 6 people in the band like it, then I'm pretty sure everyone else will be okay with it.
Yeah, definitely. Can you describe the range of influence that you guys have musically within the band?
We're all super different people and all listen to different music, so it's going to go anywhere from metal to oldies to weird electronica stuff, just out there.
Just mixing it all up and yeah, coming up with something great.
Hopefully just something that's interesting.
Cool. Now, back when you signed with Equal Vision Records, the band stated that you guys were not ready personally for major label status. Has your view changed on that at all in the past?
Not at all.
Nope. Pretty happy with Equal Vision?
Yeah, I mean, like, today and age, you don't really need a major label. Just go out and tour and people pay attention to you.
How has the effect of the internet been for you guys as a band?
It's been great.
Lots of extra exposure and just networking?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm never online anymore, so I kind of lost touch with that. But back in the day, it definitely helped out a lot. Yeah.
Looking forward to going home and hanging out with your friends?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's been too long? Not long enough.
On tour, it's just like, oh, I want to go home. Once you go home, you're like, oh, I'm kind of bored. Everyone's working. I'm just chilling at home by myself. All right, I'm ready to tour again kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of both, but I can't wait to be home.
Excellent. I think that's about it. I'll let you get off to do whatever you need to do. I want to thank you for your time.
No problem.
I'm Jake D. from Aiden.
I'm Angel, and I also am in Aiden.
Now, I've been talking to some other bands here today, Judos and Census Fail. They've had lots of fun on this tour. How has this been going for you guys?
Awesome. It's exceeded our expectations for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely been one of the best tours we've ever done. And it's like, for us especially, we're excited to go home and record our new record. But I don't know, man. Like, I could do this tour for another month. Like, it's so much fun and it's like so easy. So I don't know, but yeah, it's been an awesome tour. So.
What has been the best time you guys have had on this tour? If there's been a specific event or anything like that?
Definitely some of the better shows I thought were Chicago. It was incredible. Sacramento, which I didn't expect at all. And then like Montreal and Toronto are also like really, really good. So there's been a lot of good shows on this tour. So.
Awesome. How about a worst case scenario? Anything bad happened to you guys on the tour?
Not really. Like, we've had some just normal technical difficulty, whatever.
Yeah.
But nothing like horrible.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
You know,
it's always nice when a tour runs smoothly. Hey.
Yeah.
Has there been a wacky or crazy funny moment that's really stood out for you?
Man, every time that we get asked that question, it's just like you start drawing blanks. Like, I know that there's some stuff, but, you know, like, I don't know. What's been going on? We've had a lot of dance parties on our bus.
A lot of dancing.
On this tour.
Lots
like,
of dancing.
Lots of music and bubbles and just being stupid, and it's been awesome. So,
what are you guys listening to on the bus?
Aside from dance music,
which is mostly Beach Boys.
Yeah, we listen to Beatles, we listen to Alkaline Trio, we listen to The Cure, just a bunch of stuff, like, you know, whatever we like. Whenever we want to just kind of chill out, we listen to Death Cab for Cutie or The Get Up Kids. But whenever we want to listen to metal, you know, then we listen to, like, Slayer, you know, whatever. So it's lots of different kinds of music.
It's always good to have good variety, hey? After the last date there in Calgary for this tour, you guys are headed across the pond to tour with Lost Prophets. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, we're so stoked. They're like the most massive band in the UK.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a huge tour. We've actually met those guys and they're cool. Super, super cool. Yeah. And Taking Back Sunday as well.
Yeah, the last time we played at the Lost Prophets was, we did Give It a Name, which is a big festival over in England, and it was my birthday and they bought me a birthday cake. So they're really cool dudes. And yeah, we're really excited. Like, the shows are going to be even bigger than this tour, so...
Was that something that you guys just talked to them and sort of brought up the idea, or they brought it up to you?
They personally, like, asked us. Like, our singer talks to their singer sometimes online, and he was like, you guys want to come do a tour? And we're just like, yeah, I think so.
No doubt there. Hey, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. How has the UK festival scene been for you guys? Lots of big shows and big crowds and everything?
Awesome. The UK has been so good to us so far. It's we're really lucky. Really lucky. It's been amazing over there.
Yeah, the festivals are... It's basically like any festival anywhere, but like... Just like... We've done some big ones, like Reading and Leeds. Download, which is like... At Download, we played with Metallica.
Yeah.
And then like... I saw Guns N' Roses at Download. At Reading and Leeds, we played with like Muse and like... All these huge bands. Smashing Pumpkins are doing Reading and Leeds this year, I think. I heard. I don't know. Through the grapevine. But we've also done like Give It a Name and stuff like that, and pretty much every festival we've ever done over there has been awesome. Really cool. Like, kids just go nuts and everybody just gets drunk. It's cool.
Now, I've read somewhere you guys were the victim of the inaugural bottling that everybody seems to do at Download Festival and Reading.
Yeah.
Did you guys toss anything back at them?
No.
Honestly, The bottling thing, I think it's become more, like, everybody still does it, like, they bottle bands they hate, but yeah. I think they just throw bottles at everybody. Like, that's what you do when you go to a festival.
Yeah,
in the UK, you just throw bottles. It's kind of crazy, but it's pretty cool.
A few of the bottles, like, had pee in it, so you're just like, oh,
yeah, like, the kids, they piss in the bottles.
Get out of here.
Launch it at people.
I never got hit once.
Yeah, I didn't get hit. I don't know. We did get bottled, yeah.
I'm pretty good at, like, dodging, so I didn't get hit.
Just kind of surprises me that people would pay to go see a show, and even if it's a group you don't like or something you're not, you know, really tight down with, then why would you throw that at performers?
I seriously think they just do it to do it.
Like, seriously.
It's
just a fad.
That's regardless if you like the band or not, like, you just throw
a bottle. We started
a
bottle fight. Like, we had all the kids in the front and all the kids in the back throw bottles at each other.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, it's just something they do. It's, like, it's a customary thing rather than... that they just don't like a band. If they don't like a band, then they'll throw golf balls at you. And I saw that happen to a few big bands. I won't say who, but like golf balls. Like, that's crazy.
That's scary.
So yeah.
At what point are you up there for your own safety and like, you have to question what's going on in people's minds? I don't know. I just don't get it myself.
Yeah,
we don't give a fuck.
We're not really
bring
scared.
It on, it's all good.
Like, if we get hit, we get hit. We've been hit worse by our singer's mic than like anything else. Like, he likes to spin it, and we've all been hit. So it's just like, whatever. Bottle of water, bring it on. Yeah. You know, like,
you're already heads up on stage watching over his swinging mic. So
yeah.
Would you guys have anything else you want to say?
We have a new record coming out in about August, I think. It's called Conviction, and please check it out. Also check out www.aiden.org.
Thank you for coming to the shows.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for giving me your time.
Thank you.
Take it easy, guys.
Take me into your doctrine. this time alive. We will stay.
That is pretty much it for Volume 4 of The Grind. Now, before I take off, I'm going to let you know what's coming up on the next installment. We're going to have an interview with Everclear, and also an interview with This Is a Standoff. They're starting off their European tour tomorrow, April 20th, in Belgium. They're playing with some good bands, Mad Caddies, Alexis on Fire, Voodoo Glow Skulls, Big D and the Kids Table. Now, you might not be familiar with This Is a Standoff. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you like Belvedere? Do you like 40 Cent Fix? If so, you're probably gonna like this band. Anyways, I'm gonna leave it off here with a track by This Is a Standoff. It is called Better Than All of Us. I will be catching up with these guys in Europe at some point. So look for that in Volume 5 of The Grind, and that should be hitting the punkradiocast.com airwaves sometime in early June, I believe. If you guys are jonesing for more Grind, let me tell you, if you head over to www.myspace.com/burnside780, I've got some podcasts, I guess. I don't know. They're MP3s that you can download. Call them what you will. Of the past episodes of The Grind, we've got the Propaganda interview, the Billy Talent, the Rise Against, and One Shot Left, and a whole bunch of other stuff. There's also videos from the Soul Jam in Cold Lake, and some pictures from A Taste of Chaos in Edmonton. Probably more than you ever really wanted from me. But what can you do? Anyways, you guys have a good one.